Amen.
You know, I have to tell you, I've never come up with a homily on Maundy Thursday that I was ever pleased with. And that is because there is so much complexity, there's so much depth and richness in this service, that there's no way I can touch upon all of it in a brief homily. So having said that, I'm going to take a stab at it. This is Maundy Thursday, and Maundy comes from the Latin word mandatum, which means mandate or commandment. On this night, Jesus gave his disciples a new commandment, and that is to love one another. This night is also about remembering. In our first reading from the book of Exodus, we hear the Passover, when the Jews left Jesus. It was the night before they were preparing to leave. Now, to this very day, Jews, when they celebrate the Seder, they're celebrating the Passover. They're not just remembering something that happened a long time ago. In the Hebrew way of thinking, there's no time when you do something like this. We are slaves once again. And they will recount the story of their liberation. So that's another thing that this night is about. It's about liberation. Now, the Jews were liberated from slavery, and we in Christ are liberated from our sins and all that that means. Can you imagine going through life and never feeling forgiveness? I'm old enough now. I find that kind of impossible, but I guess some people live like that. So it's about liberation. And it's also about the institution of the Lord's Supper. In our second reading, Paul talked about doing this in remembrance of me. I hand on to you what I receive. At supper, Jesus took bread and took the wine. He said, do this in remembrance of me. And he was using that same Hebrew concept of making a past reality, something that happened in the past, bringing it forward into the future so that it's really there again. So that when the bread and the wine are consecrated, we recount the words of Jesus, where he said, do this in remembrance of me. Now the Greek word is anamnesis. You've all heard of amnesia, which is a special kind of forgetting, and kind of related to that. Anamnesis is making a past reality present. So in other words, he was saying, I will really be there. Now, Paul goes on to talk about, you know, it wasn't included in this reading, but if you were to continue to read on further in his letter, he would say, now, some of you don't recognize the Lord's body when we take communion. That is why some of you are sick. Now, I don't buy into that, but the point I'm making is he said that. That shows the power that he believed, that they early Christians believed, that sacrament had. So, and finally, this service is also about Christ, the Son of God, knowing that all things have been given into his hand. What does he do? After supper, he wraps a towel around himself, and he washes his disciples' feet. You know, there's an ancient commentary, a Jewish commentary that said, not even Hebrew slaves were allowed to wash people's feet. Mm-hmm. That was so lowly, that was so demeaning, that not even their slaves were allowed to do that. And what does Jesus do? He did exactly that. He shows us by his great humility that God has come down and has stooped to serve his creation. And he calls us to follow him. And it's a commandment. He doesn't say do this if you feel like it. It's a hard commandment, no doubt about that. But his new commandment is do this in remembrance of me. Notice Peter didn't want to get his feet washed. Most people don't want to get their feet washed, right? That's true. It's much easier to wash people's feet than to have your feet washed. Now, I'm not able to do it because my arm is weak. I can't do it. It gets exhausted in about 30 seconds or less. So other people are going to do the foot washing. And so Marty suggested that Shirley and I should have our feet washed. And you know, Jesus' job was to wash their feet. Peter's job was to accept it, to receive the grace. Basically, he was saying, Peter said, you're not washing my feet. He basically said, if you can't accept this, then how are you going to accept the forgiveness of your sins? So we're going to enact that tonight. And remember, nobody wants to get their feet washed, but I'm going to do it. So follow my example. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We'll continue with the foot washing.